Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium. We're here directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Monday, we heard from new Chiefs wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Hey, congratulations. I guess first question, how many teams were involved with you, and then what ultimately made Kansas City the right fit?
It was quite a few teams. I was really leaving up to my agent. It was Kansas City was a place that I told him that I wanted to be, you know, if that was an opportunity, and it kind of just unfolded, and, you know, I let him do his job, and, you know, it kind of, you know, God made it happen.
Let's go next to Todd Palmer. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, appreciate your time, Hollywood. What was it about? Was it just playing with Pat? Is it about getting back to the Midwest where you played in college? What is it, just the Super Bowls? What made Kansas City like an attractive place for you?
Pat was a big part of it. I mean, being able to, you know, play with Pat, Coach Reed, winning culture, offense, I feel like, you know, I could come in, I could help, I could fit in. All those things played a part. And, you know, They were strong on me, so it was kind of like mutual interest that you know, is very appealing.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
We got a couple questions here. First off, did you ever have any communication with the Chiefs when you were coming out in the draft, or is this the first time you ever been involved with Coach Reed or Brett Veach?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get drafted by the Chiefs when I was coming out. We talked about that since I've been here that, you know, they did a lot of work on me pre-draft. So, the world got a, you know, way of having things come around like that.
And secondly, this off-season program, I know Patrick does a lot of throwing down in Texas and he does a thing. What are your plans for the off-season to kind of maybe get a jump start with the offense?
I stay out in Texas, so I'll be working with him. We're going to get together this week and, you know, just looking forward to, you know, building a relationship there.
Next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hello, congratulations. I just wanted to ask you two questions if I get a chance here. You talked about, obviously, you thought the Chiefs were going to draft you. Just what about their offense do you feel like most can complement your skill set? And, Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
I feel like I can move around and do different things. I can stretch the field. And his guys here, you know, his guys, Kelsey, the running backs, you know, Rice, Tony, you know, it's weapons here. And I just feel like I can come in, my game can complement, you know, the guys that they have here. And, Coach Reed, I mean, he a mastermind, and Patrick Mahomes. So I'm excited to work with everyone.
Yeah, it leads me to my second question. Andy is getting a reputation for being able to be the closer in terms of talking to guys in free agency. Just, was there anything you said? Obviously, you showed the text message, but what most stood out to you about what Andy said to try to convince you to come to Kansas City?
His track record really speaks for itself. He ain't really got to pitch you on anything. In real conversation, I mean, you know, real talk about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, what's going on. And that's pretty much what led me here.
Go next to Vahe Gregorian. Go ahead, Vahe.
Greetings. Welcome to Kansas City. Just regarding Patrick, I wonder,
you know, you've seen him from a distance over the last few years. What sort of impression did you have of why he is somebody you will be able to click with, I guess, is the first question. And Brad, I'll just have one follow-up.
I mean, from the outside looking in, it just seems like a guy that's very passionate. And I'm a very passionate person. Wants to win, do everything necessary to win. And that's somebody you want to play with. You want to play with somebody that's going to bring the best out of you, you know, that's going to, you know, push your game to the next level. And I feel like he's definitely one of those type of guys.
And what kind of contact have you had with him so far? And with that, when you think of his skill set, also, I'm trying to cram in two questions, I realize, but when you think of his skill set, what are the things that grab you, and what kind of contact have you had with him so far? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, he contacted me through the process, and even once it got done, we've been in communication. Like, I'm excited to get to work with him. We're gonna get to work soon. And what was your second part?
It really is just about the specifics of his skill set, sort of the sorts of things he does. That what about that intrigues you?
Oh, I mean, you know, the arm talent, the deep arm talent. I mean, it speaks for itself. That what can't he do? I mean, you know, he can extend plays. You know, if he got to – whatever he got to do to win the game, I feel like I watched him do it, you know, from making those big plays to methodically moving down the field to using his feet to playing injured. Those are those qualities and traits of a guy you want to play for.
So we've got three left. We'll go right down the line, starting with Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, welcome to Kansas City and congratulations. One quick question first and the second one. What do you prefer to be called, whether it's by the fans or by reporters? What you prefer, Hollywood? You prefer Marquise? What do you prefer?
Hollywood.
You prefer Hollywood. Okay. And then when you left Baltimore and made that trade request, you'd said it was about your happiness and that, you know, it wasn't a system for you. Do you still feel like that was the right decision for you? And what makes this system in Kansas City something appealing to you?
Yeah, I feel like that was the best decision for me. Because at the end of the day, you're not happy with yourself, or you're not happy with what's going on. You can't put your best foot forward on the field. So I feel like my time in Arizona, I mean, I didn't accomplish stuff I wanted to accomplish on the field. But as a man, I grew. You know, I grew closer with God. I grew closer, you know, with my relationship, with my family. And I feel like God put me in that situation, you know, because I needed it. And being in this system, I feel like, you know, I'll be able to showcase my skill set. I still feel like, I mean, it's a lot of my game that I really haven't got to show people. And that's probably what I'm excited about the most being here, is to just put my best foot forward and show what I can do.
Let's go next to Jesse Newell. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Brad, I have a follow-up to. Hey, Hollywood. Heard you say earlier that the Chiefs were strong on you. Can you just describe who you heard from in the last week or two and what they said to you here in this period?
Yeah, I mean, my agent was just, you know, keeping me like, yo, the Chiefs, you know, who going back and forth, you know. And I was just a team that kept, you know, kept coming back, you know, with all the other teams, you know. When the Chiefs are interested in you, it's like, all right, you gotta take a look at that. I mean, of course, you know, I can go get, you know, some money, you know, at other places. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about winning. It's about, you know, what I want. And I feel like everything just worked out, you know, the way it should.
You led me straight to my second question. I mean, receivers have been getting paid this offseason. Do you feel like the Chiefs offered you the most money, or did you turn down some money to be able to have this opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, it was other opportunities out there for sure, but I'm happy with the decision. I'm happy with where I'm at, and at the end of the day, you know, I'm a kid that comes from nothing. So the amount of money I made so far in my life is a blessing to me. God continues to bless me going forward. That'll be a blessing for me. But I'm a football player. You know, I want to play football. I want to win. I want to be a part of the winning, and that's why I'm here.
We'll go last to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, congratulations and welcome to Kansas City. Did you have a sense going through all this leading up to now that how much your signing really was important to them, what it meant for them, for you to sign here? And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got that, you know, going through the process, you know, hearing from the people that I trust the most, and you know, I know the caliber of player that I can be, and that I am, and I knew that, you know, if I was to come here, you know, it could be a big impact, you know, for the team, and you know, some element that you know they need.
Okay, and you said a minute ago, a lot of my game, I really haven't gotten to show people yet. Can you elaborate on that? What you want to show people that you haven't got to show yet, and why you think this is a good place for you to show it?
Yeah, I feel like I can affect, you know, all three levels of the game, you know, short, intermediate, and deep. I feel like times, you know, in Baltimore and in Arizona, you know, I show facets of, you know, things that I could do, but not on a consistent basis. So I feel like, you know, here, you know, it's guys around, you know, interchangeable, you know, we can complement each other. And that way, you know, the best can come out of everyone.
Hollywood, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.